It is 8:11 here. Good morning from 1490 KBZY. We've got with us on the line performer Lawrence Beatty from the Northwest. Lawrence, welcome back to KBZY.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no,
we
glad
had a chance,
to be back.
Yeah, we had a chance to visit a couple of weeks ago talking about your upcoming show in Salem at the historic Elsinore Theater later on this month, being sponsored by the Friends of Center 50 Plus, who are yielding their time to you this morning. Have you ever played at the Elsinore Theater before?
I haven't. No, I'm pretty excited about it. I grew up in Monmouth, Oregon, actually, so just 50 miles away from Salem. And so, as a kid in the 70s, that was the big theater to go to watch all the icon movies and stuff, such as Star Trek, Rocky, Star Wars, Apocalypse Now, all that kind of stuff. So. Back then it was a movie theater, but now it's this awesome national venue that I'm pretty psyched to play. Not only the awesome venue, but just being back in my home area and playing at this place that I used to go watch these movies. So it's pretty trippy.
Yeah, and now that's June 27th. Tickets available through Center 50 Plus, also at the Elsinore. When did you first really get interested in music? Would it be safe to assume your first instrument was a guitar?
No, ironically, great question. I've always been into music since I can remember, all the way back to like 4 years old. I just remember, driving with my dad in his car, and it was the 70s, and he was a baby boomer, so he was very much into the late 60s stuff as well as the Motown and everything, and then the 70s music as well. And so I just always just like get lost in the music and get lost in the melody and the storyline and everything since I can remember. It was always kind of just my safe place. I don't know, it just always felt very resonated with me. But I remember when I think I was about four, my dad bought me this little drum set, so I started off doing that, and of course I'm a little ADD, so that didn't go anywhere. But and then when I was about, I think I was sixth grade, we had a choice to play the recorder or the guitar
mm-hmm.
in class.
And you didn't choose the recorder?
No, Hot Cross Buns. No, I wasn't into that. That was the song they played on the recorder. I remember that. But no, so there was a guitar, and I remember, and my friends tell me later, but I just remember the part, oh yeah, let's do the guitar. So we did that, and then we had to all, exercise was to learn a song and come in and play it in front of everybody. And to this day, some of my friends have said, yeah, you like didn't even practice, you just came back and showed up and just did it. And I don't remember that part of it, but so... From that, I remember I talked my dad and buy me a Fender Stratocaster kind of ripoff, and then a little amp. And he put me in three lessons with a guy in Salem, actually. And just remember sitting there, and I was literally into Hendrix and Zeppelin and all that stuff at that point. And so I was, the guy was trying to, give me the basics and play some Ants Come Marching One by One type of stuff. And I'm like, hey, when are we going to learn Hendrix? He's like, yeah, we got a long ways to go until we learn that. And I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. So I didn't follow through with it. And I've always been in sports. I started playing football when I was, in third grade. And so I really was kind of always into that and focused on that. And that's what kind of I did through my teenage years and growing up. But it was until when I was 26, the story goes, I just had this huge journey, like I need to do it. And I've always been a big music head and always about music and into all the great artists, Led Zeppelin to Ray Charles to Aretha Franklin and Janis Joplin and Etta James and Otis Redding, all those type of people. So I was always into that. So I always had that thing, felt that soulfulness of the music and the musicianship as well. And so I just wanted to do that. I'm like, if I can do that, if I can feel the way these guys make me feel, if I can play that, not only bring out my own thing, but if I can make somebody else feel that, listen to my stuff, that would be awesome. So it was when I was 26 and I had this yearning. I was like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do it now. And then through serendipitous, faithful meeting, ended up picking up the buying a guitar from the street kid who was selling a guitar on the streets of Portland, Oregon. When I was standing on the corner, I heard this guitar for sale. I turned around and I said, "Hey, I'll give you $25 for it." And he's like, "No, man, it's worth more than that." And I'm like, "That's all I got on me right now." He's like, "Okay." And so I got the guitar, and I, from that day forward till now, so what is it, 18 years later, I've told myself I was going to play an hour a day, and I did, and I stuck to that. And obviously, I play more, but that was the first line of defense was, okay, I'm playing an hour a day, I'm going to teach myself, and so I taught myself, and things just progressed, man. I never intended to do this, but I just continued following the instinct and just the drive of it, man, and so and it's got me to where I'm at with it, you know?
Well, now you've described some interesting, you know, an interesting range of influences, Etta James to Led Zeppelin, and I bet your performance that the folks will be able to see on the 27th at the Elsinore might have a little bit of a range to it. What are the folks going to see and hear that night?
Yeah, great question. They're going to see and hear, I mean, my style is very much, you can hear the influences definitely of all those people. And then, but I have an element, I think, that's, you know, that's just coming out naturally. It's got a funk groove pocket to the music. So if you can imagine like a James Brown or a Motown type of funk backbeat with a heavy, heavy bottom end and just bluesy, soulful stuff with rock, obviously, Southern rock type of feel to it. And blues, obviously, I'm founded in the blues, and some jazz, and we play, and our band plays very much like a jazz band, so we all play around the time, we all play off each other. So, that's kind of the feel, if that makes any sense.
Well, how big a band have you got? Why don't you tell us about the band?
Yeah, so, I've been doing a lot of, just for the most part, a power trio, just three-piece, me on guitar and vocals, and then Jeff Brumley on bass, and then Chris Carlson on drums. But I'm adding for this show, we're adding Joe Doria from Seattle as well. He's just a monster Hammond B3 Leslie organist guy, one of the best in the Northwest. And so I'm so happy to be playing with all these guys. I mean, they're just all top-notch musicians. So Chris, Carlson, drummer, graduated from Berklee School of Music, and Jeff Brumley's a classically trained guy who studied at New York Space Collective. And then Joe Doria is just a monster. He's just a monster, and he's a teacher as well. So I'm pretty happy to be playing with these guys. And so, so it's a four-piece, basically, at the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. Lawrence Beatty, who have been speaking with you. How about a website for folks to go to find out a little bit more?
Yeah, you can go to lawrencebeatty.com. And for the show, you can go there as well, or you can go to ticketswest.com. Or the Elsinore Theater or Center 50 Plus, you can get tickets.
All right, very good. So making it easy. Lawrence Beatty again performing on the 27th at the Elsinore. We'll be talking again before that show. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
We'll see you later then. All right, 8:20 here at KBZY. And Rick on stage next with traffic brought to you.